It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, Friday morning, the emergency break of the week. We start another year as we venture into 2015. We will give you three candidates, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. You know, we have a lot of young bright stars here at the ticket. I really think a dude who is going to ascend in the ticker room is one Justin Montemayor. I think he does a quality ticker, youngster, getting started in his radio career. And I like his work ethic, the fact that he would go to work.
He's 38.
He's not 38. He just got out of college a few years ago. As he, comes into work, despite the fact that he is sick. Now, that may be a bad thing, too, because I guess you could get some other people sick, but it shows that he's trying to fight through it, and he was trying to fight through some voice trouble on Sunday.
And the Mavs are also in action today. They're in Cleveland taking on the Cavs. No LeBron James for the opposition. He's out 2 weeks with a back injury. Tip-off will be at noon. Our next ticker is at 8:50.
And then it happened to him on his next ticker as well.
Rajon Rondo is coming off his best outing since joining Dallas in Boston on Friday. Friday, he had 29 points.
All of a sudden, he just got Muppet high voice there.
The Cavs. Credit.
I think Killer even produced a Cavs alarm clock.
Oh, really?
Just over and over.
Oh, that's great. That
nice.
Let's hear that first one at its entirety again.
And the Mavs are also in action today. They're in Cleveland taking on the Cavs. No LeBron James for the opposition. He's out 2 weeks with back injuries. Tip off will be at noon. Our next ticker is
he was not about to go into that well a third time, was he?
No.
The Cavs.
He tried it twice.
The Cavs.
Oh, there's our alarm going off. All right, there is Justin Montemayor up for an e-break. And 2014 was definitely the year of Regonk.
Regonk.
When TC was trying to say Rolando McClain and instead said
Regonk
in a ticket tease. Well, he wasn't going to have that happen to him again in 2015, so he just had tease give up.
I'm TC and Jeremy.
Business owner.
What? Oh my gosh.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Let's try to figure this out. What was he trying to say? I say off the surface, I'm thinking Jeremy Mincy, but that would be a lead to your ticker? I don't know. One more time.
I'm TC and Jeremy.
Business owners.
It had to be Jeremy Mincy.
We had Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy Sue? Yeah,
Jeremy Sue, know. My favorite dessert next on the ticket. All right, one more time.
I'm TC and Jeremy.
Listen to the sigh afterwards. And the Jeremy.
That is the worst collapsing ticker tease since Layla was injected with heroin during her tease.
Yeah, yes. When they clubbed a little bit. The ticker.
Okay, so
bizarre.
Regonk played into this, don't you think? Because he didn't want to have another crazy Regonk moment and say, add something to tiramisu or whatever he was about to say.
But he already had one where he said tiramisu, so why didn't he try to fix it?
Last time Regonk came out. So he's gun-shy now.
But what I'm saying is he already had...
That was his Regonk,
yeah,
tiramisu?
Yeah, tiramisu was his Regonk moment, so why didn't he try to repair tiramisu? Instead, he just passed out.
He has the fingers squarely on the eject button at all times.
All right, one more time, just for kids.
I'm TC, and tiramisu...
Business owner.
Oh, man. Oh, there you go. TC up for yet another emergency break of the week. And for a long time, this person was the all-time leader in emergency breaks of the week. I don't know where he stands now. His name is Joyce Dernham.
Mm-hmm. It's you.
And, George Dunham.
Sometimes I have a hard time remembering and being able to pronounce my own name. This was our first morning back, starting at 6 o'clock. Here we go, 2015. Good morning to you. 6 o'clock on the ticket. You got the Musers back from vacation. George Dunham.
How do you mess up your own name?
I don't know. Shut up. Whoa. Craig Miller, Jordan Keith. Sorry. I didn't get us off to a better start. Dunham. I've told you all this before. There are times when I'll go through a stretch and it's like my throw to first base from the pitcher's mound. I can't say my own name. Something about George Dunham trips me up.
You know, Dunham? I noticed way, way, way back in the early years of the show that you had a problem with that, and so you got to where you were spacing the two names out dramatically.
I have to say it like that.
You would say, I'm George Dunham.
Yeah. George Dunham. You know, I say stuff like that. I don't know what to tell you on that. It's just, it's a weird hitch I have.
Maybe you need to change your name.
Yeah, maybe I do need to change my name.
What'd you want to go by?
Go by Jub Jub.
Go by George Voss.
All right, one more time. George Dunham. Good morning to you. 6 o'clock on the ticket. You got the Musers back from vacation. George Dunham.
How do you mess up your own name?
I don't know. Shut up. Well, don't so highlight harsh. That I can't throw at the first base. Don't let the other team know.
Well, I thought I was. I hit the button where I was just speaking into your ear.
Oh.
I didn't realize I went over the ear.
Messed that up.
It didn't take long, by the way, post-vacation for you to tell Gordon to shut up.
I know it.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Justin Montemayor, TC, or George Dunham at 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Jesus, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me that Justin kid. Mazel, mazel. Good thing.
Love Stan Andersky.
Stan Andersky.
Way to go, Stan. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Musers, this game show guy. The winner today is TC Plumley.
Not bad.
Yeah, we're off to a good start here. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, FM and AM.
Hey, I'd like to vote for the emergency Bert.
Is that me or TC?
I think it's TC.
TC, okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Private Pyle, did you forget your effing name?
Yes, I guess I did.
That was Sergeant Carter.
It was a sergeant in...
It was a full metal jacket or a platoon.
Private Pyle.
Oh, I thought he was talking to
in.
Private Pyle.
Pyle!
As in Gomer Pyle.
Yeah. Look at you with your eyes in your face. Your new nickname is Eyes in Face Man.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
So, obviously, TC.
Okay.
And who do you love madly?
I love you, Gordo, madly.
Gross. All right, you're out of here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's B-Cups, and I'd also like to add those things are aching for a four-pointer.
Gosh, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is this AM radio?
Yeah, and FM.
Oh, FM too? Well, this is Joyce Dunham. And I'd like to...
Okay, we get the idea. Yes, we are on the FM side of the dial as well. 96.7 FM, if you didn't know that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for TC and Eject.
And who do you love madly?
Gordon, I love you madly. It's from carrying your baby.
Uh-oh. This is breaking news.
Listen to that. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'd like to place my vote, please.
Oh, there's a Justin vote. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Justin Montemayor singing like the 1990s Jewel.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
I'm so excited. What do I do now?
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The Give Up Tees by T.C. Fleming.
I'm T.C. and Jeremy...
Business owner.
What a...
Give up. He is so freaked out. As Sean says, yes, he has a finger on the eject button. He doesn't want to have another Regonk moment. And this isn't as good as Regonk, but it's certainly mysterious. And we need to find out what he's trying to say.
Tyramy. Right?
I believe that to be Tyramy. The biggest give-up tease since this happened to Layla.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player intern's interest in federal interest. That sounds like a ticket ticker.
Yes.
Aren't they
interesting?
Aren't they somewhat similar?
You just kind of
they're
give
cousins.
Up.
They are cousins.
Players again.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player intern's interest in federal interest. That sounds like a ticket ticker.
And now TC's.
I'm TC and Jeremy.
Business owner.
Wow.
TC kept trying.
What a player TC has been this last year. How many is that for one
that
TC?
That is the 10th win for the King of Linguistics.
All right.
So, if there were an athlete named Regonk Tarame,
oh my,
where would he be from? Does that sound like
a Bahamas, maybe a junior college transfer that's playing in the Big 12 basketball?
Maybe a Tonga.
Some island, right?
Yeah.
Regonk Tarame.
Basket by Regonk Tarame.
Regonk Force.
That's his middle name, Regonk Force Tarame.
Boy, that still cracks me up. Can we hear the original Force? Do we have that one in context?
Not right here.
Never mind. We'll search for it for a second.
Let's just hear Regonk Force then. Regonk Force.
Man, that's amazing.
That double voice.
The David Lee Roth.
The David Lee Roth double voice.
All right, it's